I opened the door, stepped inside, and stopped breathing. By that, I mean upon stepping inside La Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, Spain, the experience of being in a sacred place was so immediate and so visceral that it literally took my breath away. My husband Wayne and I were on sabbatical that year, the focus of which was to explore the intersections between Judaism, Christianity, and Islam in Spain, Israel, Palestine, and Turkey. And as part of our travels and explorations, we wanted to see some of the world's most revered sites, and La Sagrada Familia was on the top of our list. We go to sacred places for a number of reasons, of course. Some of them because we're simply tourists, something to see on our bucket list. Other times, it may be more like a religious or spiritual pilgrimage. So standing in the center of the great Basilica of La Sagrada Familia, I felt alive in a way I had never experienced in quite that same way before. It was as if my soul was expanding in an attempt to fill that lofty space, while at the same time acknowledging that there would always be more space to fill. There are so many astonishing features about La Sagrada Familia, and certainly the grandeur of its architecture is one. Gaudi's inspiration for the interior columns of the basilica was drawn from nature, and he designed the interior to evoke the feeling of walking in a great cathedral of trees, the light from the windows recalling the dappled sunshine as it filters through the treetops. You don't have to go to Spain to see that. Wisconsin has its own Cathedral of Pines, just an hour and 45 minutes from here in Townsend, Wisconsin. Giant, old-growth trees that walking amidst give you that feeling of light and loft. But the second astonishing thing about La Sagrada Familia is the quality and the color of light. Through human intervention, Gaudi placed the windows and the colors in just such a way as to catch that light in all of its manifestations, whether the bright Catalan sun or diffused by clouds. And you couldn't help but get caught in those pools of light. Metaphors are created to help us understand those things which can be hard to describe. And Forest Church created the metaphor to describe in a clear yet simple way the complexities of this particular faith tradition of Unitarian Universalism. He says that many of the windows represent, the many windows rather, represent universalism, which refers to our eagerness to find inspiration not only from our Jewish and Christian roots, but from other faith traditions as well. And then he says that the one light represents the historical understanding of Unitarianism, that there is one God, or one truth, or one higher power, or a light that shines through those many windows. Church writes, a 21st century theology based on the concept of one light and many windows offers to its adherents both breadth and focus. Honoring multiple religious approaches, it excludes the truth claims of absolutists. That is because fundamentalists claim that the light that shines is shining through their windows only. And some, as we know from painful recent experience, go so far as to beseech their followers to throw stones through other people's windows. As a nation, we have been through one of the most divisive, painful, and spiritually wounding political campaigns in recent memory. For some of us, the end result was not what we hoped for, not because our candidate did not prevail, but because the values of respect, integrity, fairness, compassion did not prevail this time. We may feel like we are John Murray from this morning's All Ages Focus, preaching about love and inclusivity while there is an angry mob outside with stones in hand, ready to toss them through the stained glass window of our values. What cathedrals and great sacred spaces offer us is a larger perspective of space and time. As magnificent as Gaudi's cathedral is, it is still unfinished. And when Gaudi was criticized for how long the construction of his basilica was going to take, he said simply, "My client is not in a hurry." These great spaces and these old growth forests reveal to us the importance of time and taking the long view. I had imagined our democracy as this giant vaulted cathedral that was almost complete. And now I realize, like La Sagrada Familia, it is still very much a work in progress. What cathedrals also reveal to us is scale. Just being in the presence of such grandeur reminds us that the human heart cannot fill the vastness of that space. Only the sun can do that. We are part of a larger creation, no more, no less. We are the many windows that reveal and reflect that one light that shines through those many windows, but we are not the sun. And this universalist message extends even further when we realize that the many windows also represent people and positions that we ourselves do not hold. This metaphor provides for us a measure of humility about what is within our power to create, such as building spaces for the human heart and soul to grow, and about those things which are not in our power. Like the fact that the sun will rise on a new day, whether we will it or not. That is beyond our control. So at times like these, we naturally turn towards light and look for hope in whatever places we can find it. As I said, we don't have to travel to grand cathedrals in Spain or 2 hours north to visit the Pines, although being in those spaces does bring comfort and perspective. After coming home from Standing Rock, I wrote a Facebook post entitled, "The World is Actually in Good Hands." And I was inspired to write that by my experience and interactions with the next generation of young adults who went on the trip with me, and how those encounters gave me hope. This is just a brief excerpt from that post. I met an 18-year-old on the trip who was wise beyond his years, articulate and thoughtful about the effects of racism and the benefits of white privilege. I met a 22-year-old college student going into gender studies and water justice whose incisive critiques could rival any politician. I met a 28-year-old studying for the ministry whose compassion coupled with insight will provide valuable leadership to generations of Unitarian Universalists and beyond. And I stood with over 500 clergy, many of whom appeared to be in their late 20s to mid-40s, showing up, speaking out, standing, sitting, rolling with others to draw attention to Standing Rock. So I want to introduce to you today's worship leader, John Newall, one of the people who also gives me hope. John is currently a student at Lawrence University and a lifelong Universalist. Unitarian Universalist. John.
Because of how much I enjoy Unitarian Universalist jokes, I decided I'd start with one. This one comes from Roger Pelletier's Solitaire, Poker, and Seeing God. The joke sort of starts out like a lot of UU jokes, and with a question. And being Unitarian Universalist, or a Unitarian Universalist joke, I wouldn't expect it to have one answer. So it has many answers. You've probably heard variations of it. How many UUs does it take to change a light bulb? An undetermined number. We choose not to make a statement either in favor of or against the need for a light bulb. However, if you, on your own journey, have found that light bulbs work for you, that's fine. You are invited to join a committee, write a poem, compose a modern dance about your bulb for next Sunday's service, during which we will explore a number of light bulb traditions, including incandescent, fluorescent, three-way, lifelong, and tinted, all of which are equally valid paths to luminescence. Now, even though it is a joke, there's something that rings true about it in Unitarian Universalism. Of course, that's what makes it funny. Good humor is always rooted in truth. Our radical acceptance of one another's differing beliefs is what this joke pokes fun at. Radical acceptance is rooted in our six sources of faith, the basis of Unitarian Universalist theology. Four of these sources directly reference specific groups, the world religions, Christianity, Judaism, Earth-centered traditions, and humanism. Others reference prophetic men and women, such as Muhammad or Parker Palmer, a Quaker theologian. Radical acceptance within religion is not exclusive to Unitarian Universalism, however. Jainism holds a principle of anekantavada, or many-sidedness. This principle, like Unitarian Universalists' own, allows for skepticism. It recognizes that even someone who is not Jain can escape the cycle of samsara, or consistent rebirth. Acceptance at the heart of our collective UU faith. Acceptance is at the heart of our collective UU faith. Forrest Church writes, theologically, the universalist principle is to unite the many into one. My home congregation in Salem, Massachusetts, is an interesting one. When you consider our tradition of radical acceptance, it was founded in 1629, a year before the city of Boston, and played a key role in the Salem witch trials. Somewhat to its defense, it was Puritan then and not UU. I'm descended from Rebecca Nurse and Giles Corey, two of the people executed for being as witches. My family has been associated with this church since its founding, even though most of them were secretly Quakers. An interesting place. The Salem Church building has four stained glass windows. The windows depict either Jesus or angels, not something one commonly sees in a UU church today. But the fourth window, however, was donated by the Parker family, founders of the game company responsible for Monopoly, Clue, Sorry, and Risk. This window is by far the most technically complex. No two pieces of glass in the window look the same. Many are so similar that from the distance of a few feet, they look the same. But in reality, the colors are ever so slightly off, or they are fractured in a very distinct pattern. Forrest Church discusses how different windows refract the light shining through differently. What he doesn't discuss, but is equally as important, is how each piece of glass within the window refracts the light a little bit differently than the others. The pieces then come together to create a whole, a singular image, created by a group of individual images. Forrest Church writes, "Theology is a human construct. It begins with the miracle of our own existence. Unitarian Universalism is created by individuals. Each person brings something spiritually different to the table. Our spirits have a history of experience that shape them. The first of our six UU sources of faith states that we affirm and promote direct experience of that transcending mystery and wonder, affirmed in all cultures, which moves us to the renewal of the spirit and an openness to the forces which create and uphold life. Religion is at its heart experience. Because of my experience in my church and our denomination, I always knew I wanted to be a minister. Well, that's not exactly true. For a while, I wanted to be Spider-Man. Eventually, I came to my senses and decided that spiders scare me and they're much better superheroes. Positions I still hold to this day. Feel free to discuss it with me later. After that, I felt drawn to becoming an actor, and I've since bounced back and forth between being a voice actor, which is voicing characters for animated films, and more recently, video games. And I've also bounced between being a Unitarian Universalist minister, the one that seems to be winning at this point. In short, Unitarian Universalism has always been an important aspect of my life. And during my freshman year of high school, it became the most highly valued part of my identity. When I began high school, I also took a position with my congregation as a teacher. I continued this throughout my 4 years. Working closely with our director of religious education, I developed and taught a weekly Sunday school course for children in kindergarten and first grade. As a result of my growing connection to the UU world, I applied for and went on a civil rights pilgrimage with a group from the UU College of Social Justice. Walking in the footsteps of civil rights advocates inspired me, and I valued the connections I made with other UU youth. In order to continue these connections, I applied for and was awarded the position of Youth Worship Coordinator for the Unitarian Universalist Association's annual General Assembly, in which UUs from all over the world gather together for workshops and worship and fellowship. During this 2-year appointment as a youth leader, I spent much time in online conferencing to plan for the General Assemblies and traveled to Providence, Rhode Island and Portland, Oregon. I also applied and was accepted into the UUA's summer seminary program for youth considering UU ministry. This experience provided me with the opportunity to learn not only what it takes to become a religious professional, but also gave a glimpse as to what such a life might be like. What is significant about Unitarian Universalism for me is the importance that we place in sharing our individual spiritual journeys. This congregation's annual theme, Tell Me a Story, which provides a framework for the spiritual sharing. Forest Church writes that the cathedral of the world is, quote, a beautifully ornate structure with elaborate decorations, carvings, and statues. The windows, though, are the most stunning. From outside, a single source of light shines through. Each window represents a different religion, a different faith tradition. Each one refracts the light differently. By looking through only one window, we cannot see the true source that lies beyond. But in looking to the other windows in the cathedral, we can begin to better understand the light that comes through our own. We can begin to piece together the nature of the light. Through experiencing the stories of each other, we can gain deeper understandings of one another's faith journey and can strengthen our own faith and spirituality in the process. By looking through other windows in the cathedral of the world, we can gain a better understanding of the light we see through our own window.